Ready for another week of Camera News Podcast.
That's right. I haven't changed the music from the default Rode rubbish that's on there already because I'm lazy.
How come we haven't had a copyright strike?
I don't know. But clearly the Australian band that wrote this didn't care about copyright, so we're going to exploit them. I reckon it's Silverchair. What do you reckon?
I reckon it's awful.
It's not, though. It's the catchiest thing on earth. And yes, welcome back to another episode of the InGaff Camera News Podcast.
Have you prepared something to talk about?
I've got some notes, and we're going to talk about bags, lights, cameras, lenses, and After Effects. And there's even a special mention for our favourite camera manufacturer in the world.
Oh.
Nikon.
Oh,
then. Nikon get name dropped again.
Okay.
Because there's some exciting news from a Nikon farm.
Well, that is exciting, AJ. Yes.
And for the last 15 seconds, Pete, tell us why they should keep listening to this show.
Okay. It's a camera show. It's a camera news show. In video. Is that good? Do you like that?
For those of you that would be unaware, yeah. Pete actually rehearsed that before we sat down and pressed record.
I was like, AJ, I find it really uncomfortable you put me on the spot every week. And how come you get notes and I get nothing?
I'm just going to turn this towards me a little so you can't see the notes and have no idea what's about to happen. Mm. The problem I do have with this is that 1 week, this is going to backfire.
Yeah.
Because you're going to turn up and be like,
I'll have all the stuff.
All the notes. Yeah. And I won't have any idea. And then everyone will see how clueless I actually am.
That will have to come on a week where I introduce loads of cheap stuff, which it has to come.
Yeah.
It has to come. Because there's people out there going, yeah, but what about the cheap accessories?
Yeah. So, yeah, that camera thing's cool, AJ, but what about the cheap version?
Yeah. I noticed, and this has been a comment that I received by email. That's why you didn't see it.
Oh.
Pete, I like AJ.
Yeah.
Not so much his hair. I don't know why they put that.
This seems unfair.
It was during lockdown, though. It was the old hair. They hadn't commented on the new hair.
Yeah.
And then they went on to say, but...
Oh.
I find his camera reviews a little pricey.
Okay.
Yeah. maybe if I read into that a little bit, what they want is more of me.
Well...
Cheap stuff.
They are in luck, this mystery complainer.
Yeah.
Talking of complaining, I'll come back to that, actually.
Okay.
Just talking of complaints, just made me think of something.
Yeah.
And that's YouTube comments. Obviously, if you're watching this, you'll know we have a YouTube channel. If you're listening to it, we've got a YouTube channel. And
yeah, we need a beeper on here because I feel like ranting and I want to F-bomb it.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. Just, you know, loosen the belt of swearing and let it go.
I can't discipline AJ.
We had a complaint on our YouTube channel the other day on one of our pretty old videos, probably about 2 years, when we used to do tutorials.
Yeah.
And there would always be something very handy, very useful. I thought they were of a lot of value. And there also used to be this kind of little podcasty bit at the start where we would, you know, have fun, which apparently is banned on YouTube land.
Yeah,
but also
it's not very cool.
No,
it's not
having cool. fun.
What you should do is before the video,
start
off with like a transition pack.
Oh, cool! That's cool.
Like, and then when it comes later on in your series, you can sell that transition pack.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Just big intros, not fun.
No,
fun is not good.
The person complained.
Right.
Funnily enough, in a pinned comment that I'd put on the video with the timestamp, but it says, tutorial starts at 1 minute 12 seconds.
Yeah.
So if you don't like fun, just click that and it'll take you to that point in the video. Watch the tutorial.
Straight to it.
Yeah.
Handy.
Yeah. He didn't like the fun bit, but commented in reply to the timestamp that took him away from the fun bit. So I left a really long, polite, rambling, unnecessarily long
reply. Explanation.
To waste more of his time. Because clearly time's important
to
him.
That's good,
So I thought,
read this.
Yeah, read all this is unnecessarily long.
Yeah.
So
did you say at some point in the multiple paragraphs, and all of this text here, and the following bit of text, and if you keep reading the text beyond that.
Keep going.
It's purely to waste your time.
I didn't. But I did say, look, I've wasted loads of your time.
That would have been good.
Such fun.
Which is why I always skip to the end.
Yeah. And
start scan reading. Oh, it's big.
Yeah.
Read the end bit. Yeah, I probably don't need to read that.
Do they? Are they happy or sad? If happy, I'll read it all.
Yeah.
If angry, delete.
Yeah. Going back to my point, though.
Yes.
On the cheap stuff.
Yeah, well, your mystery complainer that wants more videos with you in.
Yeah,
and
it's understandable.
They get a combination of you in a video looking at a mid-priced bag.
Yes, they do. That's coming up very soon.
The Low Pro. I've got it. The BP400 AW3 flip side.
Okay, bring it in.
That's the one. That's moths.
That was meant to be a drum roll. I don't like that. That's really.
That's too late now.
Don't even bother with the sounds from now on.
Right, okay.
But there it is. For those that are watching the video, it's. Let's put it in front of my face. In front of my face, you will see the bag that I'm reviewing. Yeah, it has still got the tags on. See, you can tell it's new. It says new on one of the price tags.
And if you're listening, Pete's holding a bag in front of his face.
Yeah.
Which is actually a 50% improvement on the quality of this video.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, it's a bag. It's black. I'm going to stop holding it up because it's kind of pointless.
Yeah, it's a podcast.
But do you know what?
What do you like about the bag? First impressions?
Right.
Low Pro?
I'll give you one thing I love, one thing I hate.
Oh, good. Yeah, okay.
I love that it rivals other camera bags.
Even before you say it, I know what you're going to say.
Well, I just thought I'd leave it there then.
All right.
Okay. If you've understood that, they've understood that.
Oh, maybe not. Let's spell it out to them.
It's a cheaper alternative.
Yeah.
And I would say as good.
If not better.
I can't tell you if not better. You've got to watch the video.
Oh. That's a good plug, that.
The Nomadic.
Nomatic.
Them. Who had a pea squiggle on their bag.
Pea squiggle?
Yeah. Pea squiggle, the guy that stands in front of mountains has a photo taken.
Oh, yes.
With like 20 filtered.
Yeah.
That's the good.
Yeah.
The bad is they've dropped... What happened to haversack?
Haversack.
When I was at school, that was a haversack.
I've never called it a haversack.
Do you want a haversack?
No, it's always been a backpack.
Oh, you were one of those cool kids.
I was.
Yeah, it was a haversack at school.
Backpack.
Have you... Have a sack.
I think that's the most like showing your age thing you've ever said.
It could be.
Have a sack.
I'll give you another good thing.
Yeah.
Massive stealth pocket all the way around the back. I'm not going to unzip it because it's going to ruin the audio quality.
Yeah.
All the way around the back, unzips. So stealth pocket.
It's a really hard shelled backpack, which for me, it also looks like the perfect size for carry-on on planes. I think that's what they've gone for.
That is definitely what they've gone for. It's got one of those, to me, this is annoying.
Oh, the cummerbund.
I'd call it cummy what, but it's a belt that goes around your waist. I don't like that.
The unique thing with this bag, they call it the flip side, and that means that the zips for getting into the camera compartment are under the straps, so on the back side of the
It's just bag. A way of being cool. You know, people say, see you on the flip side. Means around the back.
No, they're referring to the zip, not it being cool. That's what it's called, flip side. It's not like...
You sure?
Yeah, it's not like flip upside your head.
Okay, I'm going to have to amend my script before I go any further.
Yeah, so I don't know if for me, I found that a bit weird because the straps were in the way of getting into the bag.
Yeah, yeah,
but
I get
you
that.
Bypassed that problem straight out. I was really surprised.
Yeah, because maybe I'm a little bit more intuitive when it comes to haversacks, AJ. I got the haversack out. I went, oh, it's a rear opening. I parted the braces.
Yeah.
I placed my finger on the zips. See how quickly I undid that?
Yeah, I got a long
When seat. I was 16, I was even better with a lady's flies.
You weren't.
Okay, I you probably wasn't. Weren't. I probably wasn't, but don't ruin it now. And that's it. I'm in.
Yeah, okay.
And you can see there's compartments. I'm not going to read them out. Watch the video. Yeah.
We've talked about a bag enough.
It's a bag.
It's a camera bag.
You can't get overly excited about
it. How much was the camera bag? Do you remember?
It's about 170 quid.
Yeah, which is...
I'm going to put a link up when I do the video to the best deal that I find.
Yeah. Which for a camera bag of decent quality is about half the price of the pea squiggle pirate one you're talking about.
Yes, yes. And the best thing about this bag is you don't have to watch loads of influencer videos on it.
Well, just one.
One, but borderline influencer.
Yeah, I don't think we influence anyone. What's new at InGaff Part 2? Kame TV P1200R kit, the RGB LEDs.
Yeah, and now I like this.
Yeah, these are special.
It's not... I can't say it's cheap.
No, it's not.
But for what it is, you will not find that level of equipment at that price.
Yeah, so there's a video coming out. We're saying this podcast goes up on a Wednesday. I think that video will be going out on the Friday.
Yeah, so it's like pro lighting, RGB panel lights.
Yeah.
With batteries, with a remote control, with a flight case.
Yeah, like a Peli case.
Basically, it's everything you need, lighting.
Yeah, so there's three big, powerful LED panels, RGB, they're daylight and they're tungsten. Excuse me. V-mount batteries, which is a whole, you know you're getting into some serious stuff when it's V-mount batteries. Some really cool features. You've got the Wi-Fi remote, smartphone app. But like decent lights, you can link them via Wi-Fi without them actually having to connect to a smartphone. So they'll connect to each other themselves. So when you control one, it will control the other three, the other two like slaves.
Yeah. And so in very simple terms, because you got nerdy there with the V-mount and batteries and RGB and remotes and using it.
Yes.
And obviously it's me.
Yeah.
So I grabbed some Neewa tripods. Camera mounts. Camera mounts? What am I talking about? Light mounts.
Yeah.
Very cheap.
Yes.
It doesn't come with any. So maybe I lessened the quality by doing that. But run and gun style, you can take this setup.
Yeah.
Very easy to set up, very easy to control. So in a real world setting, I think it's a great solution.
Yeah.
And incredibly cheap compared to its rivals.
Yeah, massively.
So Kame TV is something that I definitely want to look at their other stuff.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to what else they have. And talking of cheaper alternatives, but still kind of expensive, is the video that went out on Friday. And that is the Fujifilm XS10, which was a camera we had for a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Sub £1,000 APS-C, like a little 4K filmmaking machine.
Yeah, and I think the giveaway of its price bracket was the fact that you allowed me to take it away for the weekend.
Yeah, you were allowed to touch it.
Have a play.
Yeah.
So I knew instantly there was something up.
Can I take this? Yeah. Can I take it to a beach? Yeah.
Mm.
Is this under £1,000? Yes.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. That's how the conversation
Good camera, though.
Really good camera. Really surprised me how good it was.
First steps kind of camera.
Oh, yeah. Very vlog friendly. But equally, if you're a Fujifilm user and you want a B cam, what a great B camera that would be. It's got a lot of what the X-T4 has, just in a cheaper body. Really impressed with it.
And by the time they listen to this, they can go and check that out. So that's good.
Yeah. Yeah. It went out on Friday, the Friday before this podcast went out.
And that's handy, isn't it? Not like my camera bag, which they've got to wait to see that.
Yeah. When that happens, who knows?
Unless you're watching this in the future, in which case it's there already. Go and have a look at my haversack.
It's not called a haversack.
Yeah, but let's bring it back.
Was it?
Okay. Let's bring it back.
Right.
Okay. Haversacks were a thing.
And I recognise the word. Yeah. But
what about when you were at school? Did kids wear one like neon sock pink and one neon sock yellow?
What?
No, that didn't happen.
Neon socks.
See, you've got a lot of learning.
I do. I've got some catching up to
do. Yeah, an awful lot.
Yeah.
Well, an awful lot.
When was that? 1979?
That was when I went. When you went, they were all wearing skinny jeans and been hip. Right, just move it along.
Do you want to know what the latest free thing is?
Well, I better do. Is it going to bankrupt us?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Right, go on then.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's in the same week that...
Is it something that I bought again?
Yeah.
This is unsustainable, AJ, you know that. And you've done it at the point where we're filming.
It's already on, so you can't retract it. Actually, there's multiple... By the time this goes out, there's multiple free things happening.
Right, I can tell you one thing now.
Yeah.
And there better be a mute button. Is it that camera bag?
No.
Okay, no. We're fine.
Yeah, okay. So on the Friday before this went out,
right,
our latest edition of the email newsletter went out. With a giveaway for KNF Concept tripod exclusively to our email newsletter subscribers. So if you're not subscribed, you know what to do. Subscribe, because that stuff happens all the time. One of the ones you bought, it's fine.
Right, I don't understand the business sense here.
Right.
give me an email address by subscribing.
Yeah.
And they can have a tripod.
Yeah.
Right. If there was a business school.
Yeah.
And I just put you up in front of the whole class now.
Okay. Yeah.
Just explain your thinking here. So, AJ, please tell me more about your business.
Okay. I understand the struggles of starting out in the video and filmmaking world.
Right. This is great.
I wish that when I started out, there was a resource available that was free. A free resource that helped me learn about products, that perhaps gave me templates and presets for editing.
Right.
And also gave me the opportunity to get free equipment.
There's people sniggering at the back going, this guy is high.
So I made 120 FPS, which does just that.
There's a student just put their hand up.
Yes, Barry.
Barry wants to know.
Yeah.
Here, mate.
Yeah.
How do you make any money out of that? And I just now want to... Oh, well done, Barry. Good question.
We don't.
Right. So... We give away transitions and we're now giving away a tripod.
Yeah.
Stupid.
That's not how it finishes either. Carries on.
Right, go on.
So that was Friday.
You're still on stage now in front of the class. Carry on.
So on Friday, our email newsletter went out with an exclusive giveaway for a tripod from KNF Concept.
Right.
On Monday, a video featuring your face, and I might have smuggled in something at the end of it. Where you review a USB microphone that's particularly good, the Mayono PM422.
I love it. Yeah. It's very good. It's not what you're listening to here.
No.
But it's very good.
That's been given away on Monday. And also on the Wednesday before that was our latest transition pack, which was actually for After Effects. It was the lower thirds templates. For free.
I just want to make you aware.
Yeah.
The whole of the business studies class has walked out. They don't understand you.
No.
They've left.
Oh.
This is clever people we're on about as well.
Seriously, if we can keep just providing help and value to people, that at some point that will come back to us. That's my genuine thoughts.
You're like the Mother Teresa of camera news. It's amazing.
Yeah,
great. And I don't mind working 12-hour days so that we can continue to give everything away. So everyone's a winner.
Well, they're winners. We lose every time. So, I kind of figure that genuinely people do struggle like we did.
Yeah.
And if this kind of resource existed when we were struggling, how excited we would have been to find it and to use it and to take part in it and be part of that club, that newsletter, that YouTube channel, that podcast, whatever it is.
Yeah, there's a lot of it that I actually like. Not necessarily giving away all my stuff or brand new stuff that's still in the box, but I like the helping people along the way part is really nice, especially some of the kind feedback from that. So,
and the complaints.
Take away the fun. Stop having fun. Get to the point.
Dickhead, this was free. I'll do what I want. So, camera news.
All right.
Wrong button.
We're going to have to look at these buttons. I mean, if we're going to be proper podcasters.
We're never going to be that.
Yeah. We need to sort this out.
Yes. So, on to the camera news.
That's every time that plays, I kind of think stage fright.
This is me in front of the business class. So, and everything will be free.
No, but honestly, one day it will all come back to us somehow.
And it's just the... As everyone's left.
You need a tumbleweed.
Yes, well, camera news. Yeah. Peak Design. Remember the camera bag company that make the sling?
Everyone knows Peak Design because they do a pretty good job of making sure everyone knows who they are.
That's actually a really good way of putting them. They are one of those omnipresent companies that really do engage with this weird YouTube land. They have just launched a new marketplace for used gear. So a pre-owned Peak Design marketplace where you can buy...
On eBay?
No, their own store. You can now sell...
On Amazon?
No, on their own Peak Design website, web store, you can now sell your pre-owned Peak Design bag. So if you...
You're going to need to explain this. So on their store where they sell their stuff,
yeah,
you can also sell...
Your old Peak Design products. And it comes, if you do that, the person that buys it gets their lifetime guarantee.
That's ridiculous. How are they going to make any money out of that?
Well, they'll charge you 25%, so there's that, which is about the same as eBay.
Right, okay.
But that also, makes sense. They'll take 0% if you exchange your selling fee for credit in their store. So it's a great way for them to sell new products.
I like that. So wait, I've got... one of those satchels from Peak Design.
Yeah.
A man bag. I've got a man bag right. from Peak Design. Yeah, I'm thinking it's actually one of those, what do they call it? A fanny pack in America, don't they?
Yeah.
Right. I've got a fanny pack.
In the UK, it's so much funnier.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you want to see my fanny pack?
I don't want to see your fanny.
Okay. Doesn't matter because I'm going to sell it anyway. I got fed up with people going, right. Fanny pack.
For the American audience, although it's not in the UK, if you were in Britain, if you were to sell your fanny pack, or show someone your fanny pack, it's something very, very different.
Yeah.
Selling your fanny pack's actually illegal.
I would show you my fanny pack. Do you want to see it?
No, I don't want to see your fanny pack.
Okay, doesn't matter. Right. I'm going to sell it on Peak Designs.
Wow.
Now, what you're saying is I can opt to take the cash when it's sold.
Yes.
In which case, they're going to take 25%.
Yeah.
Same as like eBay with PayPal fees and everything. Or I sell it on Peak Design and I go, do you know what? I'm actually going to trade my fanny for a massive
sack.
Man bag.
Man sack.
Massive haver sack.
So you're going to exchange your fanny for a massive man sack?
Yeah. And if I do that, Peak Design gives the purchaser of my fanny a lifetime warranty on Pete's old fanny. Is that right? I don't get charged anything for selling my fanny on Marketplace.
But you did have, you got, you know.
Because I upgraded it for a sack.
Yeah. Peak Design.
Great for the consumer.
Yes.
Because my old fanny now comes with a lifetime warranty.
Yeah, your smelly old fanny pack.
And I get to upgrade it for a sack with relative ease.
Yes.
On a marketplace where people are looking for exactly that product, but found a cheaper alternative, Pete's old fanny or a brand new fanny. Yeah, we've all been there. Actually, I'll go for the cheaper. Right, I know that one looks nicer, a bit more well kept, and that one's a bit rough around the edges, but
it's half the price.
It's a cheap fanny.
Yeah,
and sometimes that's all we want.
So will other manufacturers follow the trend of buying Pete's old fanny packs?
I think consumers will like it.
Manufacturers will like it because they'll be shipping and shifting new gear more often.
Yeah.
Retailers will hate it. Like camera shops.
Yeah. I can't imagine it.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to do something.
Yeah.
Because if everyone went this route, and it's a really smart play by Peak Designs, if everyone went that route, then there's going to be issues.
I guess the best way that retailers can combat it is to give a better price on trade-ins.
Yeah, yeah. If you want to stock people's used camera gear, give them something.
Yeah. I mean, they do quite a lot already. You can trade in. Even some of the manufacturers actually do like trade-in deals.
Yeah.
If you trade in your old Fujifilm camera, they'll give you X amount off the X-T4.
Is that rumoured then, or is that happening?
No, it's happening. Only in the US at the moment.
Okay.
So it's not available here.
Okay.
But it is actually.
So if you are listening from the US, and that's where most of our people listen from, if you want a signed fanny, then no.
No one's ever asked for your signed fanny. That's,
no. That's, okay. That's okay. Well, I'm going to retract that. There'll be no signing available.
Move on from your fanny pack fantasies. Sony A7 R5 rumors.
Right. Okay.
Rumors has to be stressed there. Because this is unconfirmed, unsubstantiated, and probably not even true. Yes.
That's never good. We could go anywhere with this. Okay, yeah. Make it more fun.
Yeah, okay.
Add something that you've just thought up to the mix.
Add something fake in here.
Yeah, yeah. So we got leaks, and then we've got something that AJ made up just for giggles.
Yeah, well, this is coming up to 2 years since the release of the Mark IV,
yeah.
A7R Mark IV. So we start to hear the rumors start coming up. People start getting excited / impatient, and everyone loves talking about specs. But the smart money is on that this camera will come out next year. So it seems a bit early to be hearing anything concrete.
Yeah.
We will have a 61 megapixel sensor. You'll be able to record 8K, 24p video, not 25, which annoys me for those of you that are in the UK.
Okay.
4K 60. Now, they are avoiding 4K 120 because it will interfere with other cameras in the alpha range.
Okay.
Which just seems ridiculous.
Right, now go in for the kill, AJ.
Oh, no, wait. We're going to get there.
Come on.
Yeah.
You've got to push the boundaries a little bit.
Yeah.
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 Because these are all good things, but I want Roomagate.
It will come fitted with a Canon RF mount.
I was really hoping you was going to... What you've done there is you've stuck your finger up to my idea.
I totally have. It'll have 422 10-bit, but there's no talk on whether that colour depth is in 8K as well. And if it is, that would just be ridiculous. 8K 10-bit 422 seems unachievable. The reason I brought this up is that there is a caveat at the end that I know, even without telling you,
right,
is going to get you angry.
Well, don't do it then.
I'm going to do it because I like watching you get angry.
No, don't do it. What's the point in doing that?
So the pricing of this beast of a camera.
And right, it's going to be beastly. stupidly expensive. I know what you're doing. That's you've done that quite intentionally to annoy me.
Top end,
right,
mirrorless video-leaning cameras at the moment have a kind of price. You think like the S1H was 3,600.
Yeah.
The R5, I think, was 4,000.
Yeah.
You have had a kind of idea of where they're going to pitch stuff at.
And I'm okay with that.
So this one is rumoured to sit right in that, $3,500.
And that's fine.
You go.
That's fine. So
Fair. It's a camera that, if you didn't keep upgrading, would last 10 years comfortably. You'll get 5 years pro use out of it.
Yeah. I'm just going to put it out there. You must be burning up inside. You didn't get the reaction you hoped for. I'm okay with it.
We haven't got there yet.
Right.
That was the stepping stone.
Okay.
So $3,500 in the US.
Oh, I already know what's going on here.
Yeah.
And in the UK, £3,500.
£3,800.
What?
It's going to be more expensive, even without the exchange rate. And with the exchange rate, get this.
Now I know why you thought I'd be annoyed. Because it constantly annoys me that people sell it in America and go, oh, we'll just do the same price in sterling. Well, we don't have the same exchange rate.
Yeah.
But I'm over that annoyance because I go, well, since Apple did it, everyone's done it. So you're not going to get me to flare up there, AJ. $3,500, £3,500. Yep. Oh, well, we've lost on the exchange rate.
But it's,
I see what they've done. It's
£3,800.
Yeah.
So it's even like for like.
Yeah, and we'll take 300 quid for being British and sounding like that.
Yeah. So I did a conversion on it just quickly on what the current conversion rate is.
Right.
Which makes the camera in the UK $5,300. Let that sink in for a second.
I've let it sink in. Yeah. You better find that mute button quick.
Which one is it?
I don't know. You're in danger, AJ, because Sony, you can get fucked. That's ridiculous.
See, I press the mute button, but you can still be heard on my microphone.
Hey, well, you've ruined the podcast by doing it. Fuck you, Sony. There you go.
Wow.
Yeah,
strong.
Because...
That was strong.
Oh, ew, you come over here and you want cheaper deals because you're British? Well, in America, we like to charge you more.
Yes.
So I don't know why I have a British accent when I'm American.
Well, and you're Sony, so you're actually Japanese, but...
Yeah. So why do you hate the British?
That's a question. I'll ask their PR department. They're not particularly friendly with me, so I probably won't get a reply.
Yeah. Sony, why do you prefer Americans to the British? Don't you know we're both allies?
Oh, kind of. Some talking of...
and we both hate the Canadians?
Oh, no, don't
no,
say
we
that.
Don't. No,
no,
don't.
No, no, it's the Germans.
I take that back. Yeah. Right, let's stop. Move on.
Talking of people we really love.
Yeah.
Do you remember Nikon?
Do you remember Nikon?
Do you remember Nikon?
That's the wrong sound. Nikon Camera News.
That was actually the Canon Camera News.
Oh. Burn.
Excuse me. Remember Nikon?
Yes, I do. And I remember the beginning of the show where we were listening to that annoying sound and you said you have an update for us on one of their new models of camera.
I do. Yeah. Update from Nikon. Really exciting news coming out of the Nikon factory.
Yeah.
The Z9.
Yep.
Their flagship mirrorless camera that will, and they have confirmed, will have 8K video.
Yep.
Is still not been announced.
And... that's this week's Nikon Camera News.
Finally, in the Camera News show.
Yeah.
It is time for Canon News.
You hit the right button that time. We're getting good at this.
I'm going to change them next week and really screw us up.
Yep, good.
Canon.
Yes.
Have launched their patent... so they've filed rather than launched their patent for 12 new RF lenses to come out over the next 12 months. 12 new RF lenses. I'll say again.
Exciting times if you're rich.
12. Yeah, I know. I mean, who's going to buy 12? And I've not written them all down because I couldn't be bothered. But when you looked at the focal ranges, I don't think they're going to be making all 12. I think they're just patenting them.
Right.
Because there was like an 82 and an 85. And a 19 and a 21 mil. You're like, okay, well, they're not going to... Why would they do that? That would be silly.
Yeah, yeah. And if anyone's listening to the show, just know this. We are looking for an 85.
Oh, yes, we are.
So reach out to us. We'll quite happily demo it and keep it.
Yeah, I mean, like Sigma, maybe Samyang.
Pay for it. We'll demo it and...
keep it. What did you say?
So just send it.
Yeah, just, I mean, we'll borrow it forever and...
save us buying one.
Yeah, just let us test it and keep it and that'll be it. So, yes, fast primes coming from the RF range. We've got it goes from a 19mm f2.8 up to 100mm f2 is the range. Some particularly exciting ones in there is the 35mm f1.4 and the 82mm f1.8, which would be pretty good. These aren't the RFL, so these aren't like the L range of lenses, the L series.
Yeah,
this is like the, like you had, you know, for the EF they had the L range and then the normal range.
Yeah,
a bit cheaper. It's those,
right?
So the 82 f1.8 might be quite interesting. I wonder what the price is going to be on that. But the reason
you say you wonder, but you must have a ballpark in mind what you would pay for it.
I don't know, like £400-£500, I guess.
There you are. So make it for £400-£500. Your market says yes.
The reason I picked this news story out isn't necessarily that it's just news, because it is always speculation when things haven't been announced by the manufacturer.
Yeah.
It's the fact that if they filed patent for 12 new RF lenses, does it add more credence to the idea that the EF mount is just totally the history? We know that they're not... developing new lenses for the EF mount, but is it just speeding up the process until they discontinue those cameras as well? Is it the end?
I think we know it's the end, AJ.
Yeah, it does feel like the end of the EF mount. But there's so many cameras that they're still selling with that mount that there's still a time frame to go.
Yeah, it'd be sad to see it go. But I'm okay with it. Ever since Panasonic, I'm okay with it.
You've totally just abandoned, haven't you?
Yeah, kind of started bathing in the pool of Panasonic.
Is it because Canon won't reply to my emails?
Canon, it's more than just not replying to the emails. Mm. We've kept them running for years.
Single-handedly.
I've said it before. At least 15 purchases through Canon. And,
and that's kept them running.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's a lot for any one individual. If I bought 15 cars from BMW,
yeah,
I'd expect you to reply when I email.
And also, if you ran a BMW magazine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That had hundreds of thousands of people looking at it, I think you'd probably get a reply from BMW.
Yeah.
If that was supported by a mailing list subscribed to by thousands of people.
Where you give away free stuff all the time.
You'd probably get a reply from the press department. Wouldn't you think? Would you think? Do I sound better?
You would think. But anyway, I'm over here bathing in Panasonic's pool.
Yeah, so we've just jumped ship. Although this is recorded on a Canon C100 and a Canon 16-35L.
Yeah, I didn't say I hate lens. Them.
I still like their stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, great, but reply to an email.
I've started looking at other stuff because you're not replying.
I took photos for the first time with the S1, the Lumix S1.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it knocking around the studio. Can I hold it yet?
No, you're not allowed to touch it yet. Right. My point being, we've shot a lot of video with it, and it's the first time I've actually sat down and gone, oh, I'm going to shoot some thumbnails and some pictures for the magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What a camera for photos.
What did you think when you started zooming in?
It's incredible.
Right.
There's just like... the clarity and the depth of it is like nothing else.
You say that, but if it's about clarity, why do I keep seeing you carrying it with a vintage lens on the end?
It's fine. You're slapping on a...
Just imagine what you could achieve.
Yeah, use it. I know, I hear you. But, you know, I stop them down so they're still sharp.
Okay.
I get it.
Yeah.
I do ruin the fact that we've got a brand new Lumix S1 and I was taking photos with a Tamron.
Have you spoken to your mate yet in Canada?
Mark?
No, the other one that does the coffee.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I want one of his mugs.
The Fakoff coffee?
Yeah.
Fakoff.
Yeah.
That's not swearing, it's Fakoff.
Yeah. It might be one of those French kind of...
Oh, because they're Canadian, aren't they?
Fakoff.
Le Fakoff.
Yeah. You mean Fakoff now?
Oh, okay.
Pardon? Would you like sugar with it? And you're like, what?
Whoa.
Anyway, I want one of their mugs. Can you hook us up?
Yeah.
Get some.
I can ask.
Well, no, just get some. If you
just
ask.
Just get some.
Yeah, just say Pete said he wants it.
Pete said he wants some of your cups.
Yeah, we'll shout you out. Has he got an Instagram or anything?
Yeah, I think it's at Fuck Off.
Right, so there you go. You heard it. I need a free mug.
All right, okay.
So we'll plug it.
We need
we'll
three. Three free mugs.
Have we got a jingle that we can use for it? Do you like coffee? Go and follow Fuck Coffee on Instagram. There you go. Okay.
If you like coffee, why not go for coffee?
That's really good. Like, so there's his plug.
He could use that as a radio advert if he wants.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll do one. Oh. We'll do one now.
Ready?
Oh, I really want a refreshment that'll give me more energy.
Then go for coffee.
That was good.
Thanks.
Right, we'll give him that.
Yeah.
Tell him.
Yeah.
Pete said... he wants some of your mugs.
Yeah. And for that, you can use that advert.
You can use it wherever you want and, for a limited time only, and then the copyright kicks in.
Talking of copyrights, it's the end of the show.
Oh, thank God for that, because I was getting bored, AJ.
And in that startling revelation, Pete gets bored during his own podcast. It's time for us to end. That was this week's InGaff Camera News. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, make sure you subscribe wherever you found this podcast.
Yeah, please do.
Share and it with your friends.
You're probably listening. Very few of you are watching. That's on YouTube. Mm. Or you might just be on some kind of weird streaming hijacked service.
And if so,
thanks for listening.
Why don't go for coffee?
Yeah.
So if you aren't into listening or watching, why not try reading at 120fps.co.uk?
Oh, that's a good plug. Yeah, we got a publication. It's pretty good.
And if you like free stuff, there's our mailing list.
We don't need to plug that.
Yeah, just sign up to our newsletter wherever you find it.
No, because AJ will spam you with cheap deals and free stuff.
Give us your thumbs.
Don't forget that thumbs show love. So please thumbs up the podcast wherever you listen to it. And if you're watching, it's just down there. Bye.
That was good.
Is that the end of the show?